You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Inflation has been on a wild ride in the last 3 years or so, shooting higher as the war in Europe took hold, falling back as rising interest rates exerted their influence, and now seemingly stabilising at lower levels. But is it? Inflation is proving stubborn, and inflation is the enemy, of course, of both investors and consumers alike. With me is John Stockford, head of multi-asset income at 91 in London. It's coming off a low base, this latest tick up. Is coming off a low base, John, but it's causing a little bit of concern, I think.
Well, I think there are a number of things going on. So clearly, we've been in an environment where inflation was very high, has come down a long way, and there's this concept of, you know, the last mile, how easy is it to get inflation back to target? There are clearly lots of moving parts. So generally, I think service sector inflation looks like it's still slowing. But we were being helped by goods price deflation. So, you know, food, energy and other things. And that's started to pick up a bit. And then at the background of all of this, we've got the threat of tariffs from the US and some inevitable inflationary consequences if those get implemented, at least in the short term. So the question then is, does that lead to a one-off jump in prices, or does it start to feed through into longer term inflation and expectations?
It's not really our job to talk about whether inflation is going to go to 5% or whatever level. And you said if in that sentence when you were speaking about tariffs, and I suppose the UK as well, after this morning's energy price rise announcement, inflation will continue to be a little bit stubborn in the UK, I think. But just in case it does go up, how does one sort of ameliorate the effect of rising inflation in a portfolio or strategy? Are there certain asset classes that you immediately go to when inflation starts to threaten to rise?
Well, it's always been something of a tricky proposition. So as we saw in 2022, when sort of inflation was elevated post the pandemic, that actually pretty much everything went down. And even if you'd bought inflation-linked bonds, they actually got hurt not by the rise in inflation, but the rise in their yield adjusted for inflation. And they only sort of helped you a little bit. So, you know, generally people have struggled since the 70s to properly hedge inflation risk. Inevitably, people look at hard assets, so things like gold and then, you know, commodity and resources more generally, and where they can, equities, where companies are able to pass on those prices to consumers. So, yeah, I mean, it's not straightforward. I think it partly is about reducing risk potentially, rather than just trying to mitigate the impact, rather than, you know, using it as a way to try and potentially make money. But we're not quite at that point yet. I think it is, though, a fear in the back of investors and markets' minds that, you know, if inflation bottoms and picks up from here, that it'll actually start to be a more pernicious longer term problem for central banks and for consumers to deal with.
At what point does the multi-asset income team at 91 start to say, okay, we've got to take some action here?
Well, I think at the moment it's noise to some extent. I think you need to also think about what the other impacts are and how widespread it is. So there are definitely economies where inflation is still coming down. So, for example, we like bonds in New Zealand, where you've got inflation basically at target, but against the backdrop of an economy that's coming out of recession. And so there, it's not about, you know, whether the Reserve Bank will raise rates to respond to inflation, or it's more about will they cut rates more than expected, because the economy has been so weak and you know, there's lots of spare capacity, unemployment's too high and so on. And then in somewhere like the US, you know, what's going to be the biggest effect? Is it going to be that tariffs push up inflation, or is it going to be tariffs plus all of the other things that Elon Musk and others are doing is actually going to hit growth? And at the moment, it looks as though the bond market's sort of betting on both. It's beginning to worry a little bit about inflation in the near term, but it's starting to worry a little bit more, actually, whether Trump's initial policy impact could be quite negative for growth. So there it's about potentially being a bit more defensively positioned. So I think it's, you know, we're looking around the world for where can we find reliable income that's reasonably safe that we can take exposure to. And as I said, it's, I think you have to be a little bit more picky, a little bit more choosy. I think last year was easier. Everything was rallying. This year, I think it's more of a challenge.
What about the equity asset class? Are there certain stocks or certain classes of stock that are not inflation proof, but do better in an inflationary environment?
Well, I think yes, to some extent. And it's also the other thing we haven't really talked about is fiscal policy generally. You know, governments are trying to think about how they prioritize spending, but generally are, you know, struggling to balance their books. And so focusing on areas where, you know, they're more likely to spend, you know, so for example, defense stocks in Europe and so on have been doing pretty well recently because Europe's going to have to step up and, you know, take more of the responsibility of defending its borders because the US is going to do less. So there are those kinds of effects. But then also, I think, yes, where you've got value helps. So there are definitely stocks. So consumer staples have been out of favor for a long time. Everyone's been focused on, you know, the sort of tech, the Magnificent Seven and the sort of growth and momentum stocks in the US. I think potentially more defensive stocks, particularly if they have strong franchises where they can actually absorb prices and to some extent pass them on to consumers. I think they look, you know, relatively well placed, and it might be an environment where more defensive sectors start to do a bit better. So I think you've got to look around and do the work rather than just sort of pick broad themes or just, you know, be long everything.
Well, let's just hope that this is all idle speculation on our part, John, and inflation comes back down again and stabilizes close to central banks' target rates. John, thank you so much for your analysis. John Stopford is head of multi-asset income at 91 in London. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organisation, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.